De Boho Kass joins us now. His opinion piece, news24.com, of course, has really brought that focus on a dysfunctional department. De Boho, welcome.
Thank you, and I must apologize for something that I've got no control over. The network intermittently dropping me, but I must apologize for that, and I'm glad to be back.
It's
all
thank
good. You for having me.
It's a conversation that I think a lot of people are looking forward to. Political commentator, chair of Public Interest South Africa, is correctional services dysfunctional? We had a commissioner talking as if it is a revelation that some people aren't doing their jobs.
You know, I was listening to your, I think it was your comment or somebody else just after the news or during the news item that there's a message from the DCS that they've taken control of the prison. You ask yourself,
yes.
So they never had control in the first place.
Absolutely.
So the public mea culpa, admission of ineptitude, dereliction of duty, reckless, whatever you call it,
and,
you know.
And such mea culpas publicly should be followed with a resignation, don't you agree?
Can you repeat that?
I said such public mea culpas in a normal society would be followed with a resignation.
Yes, I mean, and especially more so because we've got victims of Thabo Bester who are out there scared in terms of what could be next. We know that he may have their reports that, or even that interview where he said he wouldn't harm them again and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter, we've got victims who are still out there who don't know what could be, you know, what this portends for them. And also, you know, what is also upsetting is the fact that despite the fact that they knew long ago, it's not only now that they knew about the fact that Thabo was out, they did nothing. Now, even witness protection, they didn't even provide or offer any such to the victims of Thabo Bester's criminality. So it is concerning, deeply troubling.
Absolutely. And so I guess there's some thanks due to Thabo Bester and this little focus. But again, we're gonna find the issues, much like the Jali Commission found in 2001. And then it's going to be brushed over. And then we're going to revisit this again in 10 years' time. If our history is anything to go by, De Boho, what do we need to do now?
We don't seem to want to learn from the mistakes of the past. We have commissions like you are mentioning, the Jali Commission, which rightly made the findings that it did. I mean, that a prisoner could escape six times and there's very little consequences, if any, that actually befell those in authority. We're going to find the same thing here. Now we actually even have the correctional services WADA. If WADAs, I saw some pictures earlier on the reports boasting the day after he was put on suspension, showing the proceeds of his crime. You know, a very nice set of shiny wheels. And what it basically sends the message that crime pays. And especially if you are in authority, whether you're a policeman or a correctional services officer, because it shows that there's the impunity that has set in the system. And you know, when you talk about people breaking the law, eating at the edifice of the constitution, now we've got people who are meant to be upholding the law, who are meant to be defending the constitution, who are actually shredding the constitution from within. And it is just worrisome. It is just Animal Farm is actually not even, it doesn't even cut it.
And I think the exasperation from many of us is that this problem looks just too big to be fixed. Do we have a right to be pessimistic about correctional services specifically?
Well, we had the immediate past Commissioner of Correctional Service who broke every law on parole to let the former president out on a parole that he did not deserve. It just shows you that the fish has rotten even at the top of the system itself, of the correctional system. So monkey see, monkey do. So even the junior officials, they can see the corruption at the head of the institution, What's stopping them from mimicking or following the footsteps of their leaders? So we should expect more. In fact, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, Thabo is just that he was too ostentatious. It is just that he was brazen. It was just that he actually got to actually be let out, and the public got to know about it thanks to Ground Up. So you can imagine then how many Thabo Besters are out there who are much more wealthier, who are much more connected, who are much more powerful than him. It means then they've turned prisons into a den of thievery, a den of criminality, where basically it reminds me of if you remember Narcos, how Pablo Escobar built his own prison and the luxury that followed him, and that he was able to conduct the kind of criminality from behind the walls of a prison. That is exactly what is happening.
Yeah. So correctional services is the ground zero. You call it the den of criminality. But you're saying that the issues are broader. It's the criminal justice system that really needs to be kicked under the jack.
No, absolutely. What is upsetting, it is the fact that if reports are correct, and I've got no reason not to believe what Ground Up has put up, you know, that the deputy minister was alerted of the fact that Thabo Bester escaped sometime last year. And they didn't see any reason to act. Never mind the head of the prison, the political heads, they knew about this thing. And we as a public are left to believe that everything, we have been protected, or we have been shielded from the criminals, are put away, locked in maximum security prisons, and at our expense. And yet only to find that, no, those people actually are our neighbors. We actually shop with them at Woolies. We actually shop with them, you know, or we go to movies, and our daughters and people are actually exposed to the kind of risk that the likes of Tabas do. So it is rotten to the core, and there's something wrong with the system. And I'm not sure if the system can be revamped in its current form.
And the flags were there. The flags were there. The police were investigating, and nothing came of it as well. What do you think happened there? Was it Thabo Bester buying off everybody?
Well, it is clear. I mean, we know that even the commission, show me a commission of police who's finished his term, you know, for an example, or an office. No. Some of them, you buy them with seven shoes, like the late Jakey Celebi. You know, some of them, you buy them with some hi-fi systems, you know, and then they don't get to spend more resources on where it's supposed to go, whether it's a DNA labs equipment. Some of them, they get bribed by simple things, and yet we've got criminals in their pockets, and yet we got criminals who in the police, they see allies, they have allies in police. So it just makes us as citizens vulnerable, feel very much unsure or unsettled, to the extent that we don't know if our interests are being, we know that our interests are not really paramount. And by the way, there are good, hardworking police people, police men and women. They are good, hardworking correctional services officers there, but it is just that they are overridden by the bad apples, because even the good ones cannot raise their voice, because by raising their voice, they are actually opening themselves up to being mad at. We know what happened to Captain Colonel Kine in the Western Cape. If the time to do well, it is within the system themselves that actually, in collusion with the criminal world, that actually they become vulnerable themselves as good police. So we as society also need to take a stand and make sure that we do something about this. But government ought to come to the party.
Absolutely. And the good ones don't get promoted, because they and the great workers in the department, you know, the professionals that take their job serious, don't get promoted, because they're going to come in the way of course, the corruption that is so rampant. Let's go there. Correctional services have been accused of
corruption. If you don't mind, before the thought escapes my mind, just yesterday we had a provincial commissioner in Mpumalanga being reinstated after having been suspended. Whether it is the allegations were true or not, but it just shows you the state of the system, the criminal justice system, that the fish head has rotten overly, you know. So it's just to show you that, you know, we cannot even think of having confidence in the system. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, absolutely. So, yeah, the allegations of corruption and nepotism within this particular department, it can then be accepted as such.
We have to accept that for as long as there's human beings, there's going to be preponderance toward conduct that borders on the unethical or venality.
Yeah.
And we do have to make some allowance of some sort that people are going to but where it becomes commonplace that you'll find nepotism, where it is common cause that people are just going to keep a blind eye because we are all doing each other favors, but not doing a discharging our mandate as public officers. We are up for a beating as a country because then it means that the criminals have got an edge. The criminals have got a hold on society, which is why now you don't even fear, if you're a criminal, you no longer fear incarceration because you know that you might be able to even host a gala dinner remotely from a cell, as Thabo did. You know that you can be spirited in and out of your jail cell to go on and go and party and come back into your cell, which has happened, by the way. And there was also a podcast very recently from Mac G, which actually was an interview of a former correctional services, I mean inmate, who actually explained how they would be rented out by senior officers within the system to go and cause murder, shake-ups, and even steal land, or commandeer land restitutions, basically all at the beck and call of correctional services officers. And they'll go and commit those things and be returned back to the sanctuary of the correctional services. So this is exactly, so even the Thabo Bester would actually be able to be facilitated with things like ID documents, whether they're legit or not, or being able to make sure that he can actually live freely. So as a criminal in South Africa today, what is there to be feared? Because if you fail to bribe before you go to be arrested, you're going to jail, but you're going to live a lavish lifestyle if you can afford, if you've got the money, and you should, because obviously you've stolen so much money if yours was to was to was or was stealing, and it is worrisome. Or if you've got connection of people who can be able to make sure that they pay their way out of hardship in prison and enjoy the lavish lifestyle as we've seen the lives of Thabo Bester enjoying.
We're talking to Tebogo Kas, political commentator and chair of Public Interest South Africa. Thabo Bester, that name is also stolen. Do we know what the real name of this man is?
Because even the current one, that the one that he was using to conclude rental agreements and other property agreements, it was also it's a fake name. So can the real person, I can't say the real Thabo Bester because we know who the real Thabo Bester is now, can the real person who escaped from prison escape? But you know, one thing that we also shouldn't lose sight of is the morbidity of it all, that we could also have individuals who seem to be, and I want to emphasize seem to be, in other words, it's an allegation which hasn't been proven, it to be aiding and abetting him,
Yes.
you know, and people who ought to be saying, as a woman, if indeed it is true, as a woman, I couldn't countenance this type of thing where somebody who's raped fellow women, and I'm providing shelter and assistance to evade the law, to escape from his lawful incarceration. It says a lot about us as a society, and not only just an ordinary person who can be gullible, but we've got somebody here who has attained a level of education that you'd expect that they'll be rational in terms of their action and conduct, and also in terms of their ethical moorings, because
Yeah.
you know, they're doing harm, you know, to society by harboring a fugitive from justice. So it is worrisome on many angles, this whole thing. And for what we hope is that they are all safe, because even Thabo himself, we need him to go and pay back his price to society, and those who helped him also must be the book must be thrown at them. I made a comment yesterday on social media platform, and it was a teasing out there that is there a duty for journalists to warn the authorities before they release a scoop or an expose such as what Groundup did, and you have to cut Groundup slack, because in the, they have already notified, they had already in the past notified the deputy minister, as I said, and other authorities. And to just warn them again now, they would have actually given Thabo Bester and even a head start in terms of being able to come, because it is the police system themselves who are informers who are going to be able to make sure that actually they pass the information off.
Tebogo, I've got to come in here. It's nearly time for us to go to news headlines. There's a couple of questions I still want to ask you about the role of media. Ultimately, it is ground up. And even when things were public, G4S says it was Thabo Bester that died in the fire. Correctional services wasn't sure. Police weren't sure. It is the media that has exposed this particular rot. So there is some silver in this particular dark cloud, albeit that the rot runs deep. We want to find out about the cadaver, the body. We want to get your mind. I mean, the Correctional Services Commissioner was just saying that the body was taken with a private car from the prison to a mortuary as well. Just the last couple of questions.
On ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
And that's where you at. Of course, Views and News through till 12. My name is Clarence, chatting with Tebogo Kass. He is political commentator and chair of Public Interest South Africa. He penned a piece in News 24, a piece out of that piece reads, "The Thabo Bester story is a deliciously inventive panoply of everything that's wrong with our criminal justice system. Corruption and violent crimes are a serious problem in South Africa, and these have a direct impact on the criminal justice system. There is no gainsaying that our democratic institutions are facing a relentless onslaught from within." And it looks, Tebogo, as if the media and the judiciary, although the judiciary is kind of can be painstaking in this process, are there nearly a bulwark against this impunity, this rampant criminality that is just in all spheres of South African society. So we got something that we must build on, and we also got to improve our criminal justice system.
No, you're quite right. Thanks to the Fourth Estate, of which you are a perfect member, that we get the light to be shined or shown on such issues as we of corruption and ineptness or maladministration. And we also have a judiciary that is steadfast insofar as its defense of the constitution and making sure that the rule of law is applied equally. And as you would have also imagined, we also must be thankful to the whistleblowers who are able to actually stand up at risk of own lives and livelihoods and families. They are able to raise, shine the light and make sure that they share that such information with the public or through the press, obviously. But we also must also ask ourselves, what is it that the police are doing to make sure that they safeguard the interest of Dr. Nandipa's brother, who also blew the whistle and now he lives in fear of his and his family's lives.
And I think that's the next conversation that we need to have about whistleblowers and the kind of things that need to be in place to protect more of them so that the media can get into these stories and, of course, bring it to everybody's attention. That cadaver found its way into the prison and out of the prison. The commissioner said just over an hour ago, that body was taken out in a private car. It is just absolute impunity. There's so many cameras happening there. So many people must have colluded to enable this Thabo Bester story.
Now, clearly, if you read today's report, one of the guards who was not supposed to be on duty on that particular day and who was very close to Thabo Mbeki, as the reports say, he was instrumental. He likely was instrumental in spiriting Thabo in and out of land. When you talk about the cadaver, we still don't know the circumstances in which that cadaver made itself in there, whether it was somebody they just met on the road, killed and put in a kist and spirited into the prison, or it could be that maybe it's a cadaver that they bought from a government mortuary, maybe, you know, or go and dug something in the grave, you know, but it looks like it is a plot that was deliberately planned that involves players within the correctional services system and outside of the correctional services itself. If we could, you know, invest this type of planning and energy in solving crime, I can tell you
absolutely far. We're going to have to rest it there, unfortunately, to Boho Kass, a political commentator, chair of Public Interest South Africa. He's written a piece, you may want to find it. He's written a piece in News 24, and he says there's no correction taking place at the country's correctional facilities. It's an interesting piece. He also talks about the deaths of Clutie Marie and his son Thomas, assassinated those liquidators, and just the rampant criminality and the line that needs to be drawn in the sand. An important read. Go and get it next.